Hey guys, welcome to Between Languages.
This is our space where we talk about language, culture, identity, and the weird things that happen when people from different backgrounds compare experiences.
Basically, real conversations from two people who grew up differently but somehow relate to the same things.
Exactly. So I'm Alana.
And I am Suzanne.
And today's question is actually so interesting.
Yeah. Do you think you're the same person in every language, Alana?
This question sounds simple until you really think about it, but to be honest, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, because my answer immediately is also a no.
I mean, especially because, I don't speak both languages, but I do change depending on the circumstances.
So you basically code switch in your language?
Yeah, I would definitely say I code switch. An example would be like from a professional setting compared to like when I'm just talking to you or my friends. When I'm in a more corporate or academic setting, I definitely have to change how I speak compared to how I speak to my friends.
Exactly. But for me, I think I do it a lot more. I mean, the way my personality changes in English compared to Turkish, oh my God, we're a completely different person. I wish I could be the same person in both languages, but I think I can't seem to be the same level of funny in English the way I am in Turkish, which is so saddening. I talk about it all the time. I wish you guys could see me or hear me in Turkish, because I think I'm way funnier in Turkish.
You do say that a lot. Like, I know that the sense of humor is definitely delivered differently compared to like English and like Turkish language, and pronunciations are different too, so it's a different effect. And I would never be able to hear that because I don't understand Turkish, but I'm learning.
Yeah, she's almost there. Actually, we call her our Turkish friend, even though it's Alana. She was born and raised in Ohio, but she's Turkish. Trust me on that.
I am Turkish.
But I feel like, especially like apart from the funny and, you know, the regular language that we go through every day with English, I just sound so much more masculine in Turkish. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but when I'm speaking Turkish, my voice goes like very deep.
Yeah, you do have deep like undertones like in your voice. Like even with you and Zeno like speaking with each other, like I definitely hear you guys differently compared to like your English accent or like speak. Like when you're speaking English, I feel like your voice is more like higher, like you have a higher pitch, but then when you talk to like Zeno, like you guys get real low and very like strong. Like your language is very strong.
I would love to say that it's the same tone that I use, because I love my voice in English more than I do in Turkish, because I'm not gonna lie, not to get into gender roles, but I think I sound like a man in Turkish.
I don't think you sound like a man. I think you sound more assertive.
More confident.
Confident and like assertive, but I wouldn't say you sound like a man.
And I'm more sarcastic in Turkish, okay, to be honest. Like, it's just that, like, I feel like the sarcasm in English took me a while to understand, to figure out, to use in like social settings. Like first year when I first came to America, my coach Brad Langston, shout out to him, he was the one who recruited me. He was always like, he would always make these like sarcastic jokes, like comments to me, and I'd be like, really? Oh, I didn't really understand that. And he'd be like, Suze, you gotta understand the sarcasm. So I literally would go home every day, be like, oh, actually not home, dorm, by the way. And I would just be like, how to be sarcastic in English. I had to taught myself how to be sarcastic in English, which is like crazy if you think about it. I don't know.
I definitely understand though, because I mean, sarcasm, like some people don't understand it. Even in like English, like there's certain people that you can be sarcastic with and certain people that you can't. Like I've experienced having to like change the way that like I structure my humor or how I say certain things to people. Like I can be sarcastic with you guys, but to somebody else, they may take it more seriously and it may be like more offensive to them, when really it's just like my way of kind of like, you know, poking at them, like just trying to be funny.
It just really depends on the person that you're talking to, for sure. Like imagine just like going to writing center and someone is like,
I definitely have thought about that. If I were to feel different, I feel like I definitely would feel different. I feel like my personality would be the same, but like you said, like I feel like my sense of humor would have to change due to the language, because how I'm funny in English is definitely like how I can be that same funny. Like I feel like if I was speaking Turkish, or like I have another friend, she's from Japan, if I was speaking Japanese, you know, I feel like it would definitely change me a little bit. I would still be myself, but I think it would be harder for me to like translate what I would normally say into that other language. And yeah, I think definitely I would change for sure.
I feel like it all goes back to confidence. Like, yeah. The more you get confidence in that language that you're speaking.
Yeah.
And like, I think it sounds like from the first 5 minutes that we just talked about, we're just like worried about not being funny in another language. Once you're comfortable, confident in this language, like you just can't like just be saying anything. And I'm not gonna lie, like online presence plays a huge role, I would say. Like just like you can't just like get caught up to like slang and the internet language.
Yeah.
Once you do that, once you master that, I think you can like speak any language, I would say.
I think for me right now, I'm just trying to learn the basics, and like becoming funny in a different language, I feel like it's a little bit more advanced. And I'm just trying to say like normal stuff. So it's like, I feel like for me to get to that point, it would definitely take me some time. When you're speaking English?
Yes,
100%, because since I've met you, you have like adapted English like slang, and like you say things that I don't even say as an American.
well, there are things that Alana taught me. Sorry, you see that? You see my accent change right here? Because there are certain things that I can't really pronounce well still. Like, if I could speak English well, I would. This is the best it gets, by the way. But I feel like just overall,
I think that you definitely do this when you watch social media.
Oh, yes.
Because you get a lot of your terms, language, slang from social media.
Oh, yeah. I speak in social media.
She speaks in TikToks.
I speak in TikToks. Like, literally, this is all I have. My vocabulary is all from TikTok. I mean, I grew up watching TikTok.
Yeah.
And, I mean, overall, right now, we're so lucky that we have, like, TikToks, Instagram reels, and everything. So that kind of helps with everyone. That's what I tell my mom, too. Mm-hmm. Like, when she's, like, trying to speak English better now.
Because watching social media. Base,
but I'm like, you have to start watching, like, TV shows. Like, movies in English. Yeah. Subtitles, so that you can be caught up to it. But there are so many things that, like, Alana has taught me. Like, especially, like, yeah. But I just like don't know certain things, or like you guys call pop
a soda. Yeah, well honestly that's another thing. So up north you call it pop, down south it's soda. And like a huge like indication that I am from up north is when I came down south and I was like, oh, like I want to get an orange pop, and they're like, a what? And I'm like, a pop? And they're like, you mean soda? They're like, yeah, you're definitely from up north. And I'm just like, I didn't know there was like a different, like, you know, way of saying it from just based off of like, you know, the geography of the United States being from north and from the south. So yeah, I understand. It can be confusing definitely for you, because you know, you've been in mostly southern states. I mean, you were in California, so I know that was probably another culture shock of language too, with the Valley Girls.
When I first came to Florida, everyone was like, are you from California? Because every other word that I say was literally, yeah, literally. By the way, when I first started speaking English, like, I learned in the British language part, like, it was, like, a different, like, I didn't know American English. So I would be like, literally. And they'd be like, literally, where are you from? And then, oh, wait, I mean, I'm not going to lie, there are so many other things that I said that was wrong because it's considered normal in British language, but it's not. It doesn't mean the same thing in English. But I'm not going to get into details of that.
Yeah.
But there were some PG-13 things that I said, and then it was not very good.
Yeah.
But I would say that you also had to adapt when you moved from north to south.
Yes, I definitely had to adapt. Florida is its own country, in my opinion. And then the United States just is so big that there's so many different accents that we have in the United States. When I moved down here, not only culturally, like, language-wise, but, like, just, like, you know, how people treat each other is different down here. I've definitely met a lot of, you know, unkind people in Florida. I've met a lot of kind people in Florida, but, like, the kind people I've met are not natives, or they're from different countries. Turkey or Japan or just anywhere other than just Florida natives. I had to adapt for sure because how I speak was a little bit different than everybody else. So that wasn't a major change, but I think I would say I had to adapt more on the cultural side and, like, kind of develop a little bit more of a tougher skin being down here, because, you know, it's pretty cutthroat in Florida compared to, you know, Ohio, where everybody's just, you know, kind and just happy and just not cursing you out in rush hour traffic when you're trying to go through a light and the light just turned green. So it was definitely a culture shock for me still.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that, especially, like, something that I had to culturally, like, adapt to was, like, just how everything is different over here. Like, it's just that, like, it's a major culture shock. You don't really get to experience certain things that you see over here in America when you're especially from Turkey, like, all the way across from the Atlantic. But I just want to know, like, do you think that, like, you've ever been, like, seen rude, shy, cold, or loud because of your cultural differences? Like, because I feel like Ohio and Florida, or, like, anywhere around America, like, they're not the same. Do you think that, like, you ever felt like, oh, like, this is actually normal where I'm from, but just because you're from a different culture, a different part of the country, you see me in another way?
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, I had to adjust, or I've been seen as, like, shy or, like, quiet, and it was more so I was trying to, like, fill out the new people that I was around. I think that one of the biggest things was learning how to navigate, like, the kind of, like, mentality people had down here, where I'm not saying all people in Florida are like this, but a majority that I have met have a very self-centered attitude, and where I grew up was very, like, how do you say it, like, teamwork, like, put the other person before you, like, just little things, like holding the door for someone. Like, here, I can't even tell you how many times I've held a door for someone and they don't say thank you, or they slam the door in my face.
You know what they say?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I had to adapt when I first started, like, living here, because I'm like, I would be like, hey, thank you. Mm-hmm. What does mm-hmm mean, really? What is mm-hmm? Like, mm-hmm has a meaning, or mm-hmm is just like, yeah, as you should. I mean, these are certain things that, like, I was like, I was not ready for. They do not teach you this in Turkey.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, huge culture shock, and I hated it, you know. Other thing, like, driving, you know, you let the person go, like, it's like hospitality. You're like, hey, like, no problem, you can cut in front of me. Here, you're either gonna get in a car crash, or you have to be the person, you have to be the aggressor, which I'm not an aggressive person, but I kind of had to get a little more aggressive moving down to Florida, because I don't want to be, you know, picked on or like, you know, seen as like weaker, I guess. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, a huge change from what I'm used to. So yes, like I definitely have had to change due to the fact of me being down here.
I mean, when it comes to driving, I didn't drive in Turkey. I got my driver's license here, and this is my first year being a driver in Florida. And I'm kind of scared to go back because I don't know what my driving personality looks like from the outside. The only thing that I said when I picked up my parents from the airport, I was like, guys, just be aware, I think I'm driving crazy, because I learned how to drive in Florida and I probably drive like a Florida driver, which I'm not proud of it. But yeah, definitely, like, I don't know, it's like, it's just everything is different down here. And I mean, whatever you do, you're gonna get judged one way or another. And I feel like the most like thing that like I have to go through as like a second language speaker was that like I think my fluency and intelligence gets confused way too often. Like, because of course, like, we are speaking English, like we are able to go to school here, like we've been getting our education in college, like I'm getting a higher ed, like with master's, everything. But sometimes, like, I don't pronounce it the way an American does, and I feel like sometimes it gets confused to other people that they don't think that I'm smart enough or that I don't have the intelligence. Honey, I am speaking two languages. Let's not get into that. And do you think that like of course, like, you're not like that, but like I think you have sometimes like experienced it through me. Do you think that like intelligence and fluency gets like confused?
I think people can misperceive like when somebody has an accent, or like maybe they don't pronounce a word exactly how it's supposed to be pronounced in English. And I don't know, I feel like, you know, especially somebody who is learning two different languages, you have to be really intelligent to be able to do that and speak both of them fluently. And I feel like people just like think, oh, like, I'm gonna correct her, and it kind of makes you feel, makes them feel better about themselves, I guess, because they, you know, speak the language that they've spoken since they were a child better than you, which you've only started speaking like, what, when you were like younger or like a little bit older. So like, I don't know if it's like a pride thing or like they just feel better about themselves to correct you, but I do think, like, you know, it's not cool. Like, you can gently correct somebody, like, hey, like, I know you were trying to say this, but like, this is how you say it, just so you know. Or if you want to pronounce it like that, by all means say it like that. But I think people just need to understand that that's not a lack of intelligence. Like, it's just, you know, accents happen. And if you're Turkish and you're trying to speak the English language, which English is not easy, Turkish is not easy either, and being able to speak both is definitely a huge sign of intelligence. And I think people need to understand that, you know, when people pronounce things wrong, don't be a smartass, excuse my language, but just be, don't be ignorant, and just be there to help that person or to gently correct them, and not in a condescending, like, sarcastic, I'm better than you way. That's what I think.
That's why you're my best friend. That's why you are always around. And like, I mean, it's really hard. It's really hard to just like, just think in another language, speak another language, make your way. Sometimes I get even frustrated speaking in Turkish all the time, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, this just happened yesterday. I mean, I've been here for 2 years and I haven't been to Turkey in a while, and I get to speak English with like Iram and Zeyno, but I would say we speak a different language at this point. Like, we don't really stick to English or Turkish, we just speak Turklish. And it's been kind of messing our brain. And the other day I had to talk to my mom for more than 30 minutes in Turkish. And I'm like, Mom, I don't want to be rude, but I don't think I can speak anymore. Because sometimes you just get used to one language and the other one is a little bit, like, lacks a little bit more. And when you get to that, and when you can't like add the English language to your regular day Turkish language that I've been speaking ever since I was a kid, you get frustrated a little bit. and we were kind of talking about it yesterday, there are so many words in English and there are so many words in Turkish that we just can't translate. The frustrated is a word in English, right? When you translate that to Turkish, it's a whole sentence that you have to explain it, a word in English with a whole sentence. Or the other way around, the way we speak is completely different. The way we have words, we have certain things in grammar that are like not gonna make sense to an English speaker. And I feel like that's like becomes like the most frustrating part for multilingual people, because you just can't always like switch and translate the one word in your language to another. That's where the frustration happens. That's where like where you get so overstimulated, where you start overthinking stuff. And these are all the words that you can't fully translate to Turkish, by the way, at the same time. But it just happens. And I mean, I love being able to speak two languages. I wish I stick to German a little bit better. Now I can only understand it and can't hear the response. I just stare at their faces and I'm like, I got all of that. But I mean, speaking more than one language is good. Being able to communicate with you through English is actually a great thing that I will always be grateful about. The pressure that comes from like trying to sound smart, to sound intelligent, to be more American-like when speaking English is kind of like, is not the easiest way to go through. But I mean, overall, I've been here for 6 years and hopefully I'll be here a little bit more. And it's been a great journey for me.
Yes, I'm so happy that I was able to be on this journey with you. And I think you're doing exceptionally well, especially the fact that you are getting 2 degrees at this point. And, you know, if anybody tries to question your intelligence, then they can just see the papers. But yes, I think that the whole concept of just, you know, language and how your perception of language is completely different than mine, and we have different experiences. I think that it is important to, you know, support one another, especially people who are from different countries, you know, instead of being someone who's just trying to I can speak English better than you can, even though you're not from here. We don't want to be that person. And also just respecting everybody's perspective and like where they're from and their culture is important, because America is full of a lot of different personalities, cultural backgrounds, and people from all over the world. And it's important to understand language, even if you don't fully understand it. Yeah, and I just think that this is a great experience for us. And
overall, I believe that different environments bring out different versions of us. And just because you're speaking another language, doesn't mean you're not less funny, less smart, less interesting in another language. Sometimes you're just translating yourself in real time. And honestly, I think everyone does this in some way or another. You're doing it from Ohio to Florida. I'm doing it from Turkey to America. So you just act different with family, friends, at work, and in class. And you're in a race car. You are going at a high speed, and you don't know what's going to happen next. You should be doing the right moves, unless you get hit by a spatula. Multilingual people just experience it more crazily. But overall, I think code switching, language differences happens from everywhere in the world where you change and move cities, countries, no matter what. But I feel like this was such a great first episode, Alana.
Yes, it was. And we'll definitely keep talking about this because there's actually so much more to unpack. Next time, maybe we'll talk about humor across cultures even more in depth, because that topic can get kind of, you know, dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Thanks for listening to Between Languages, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.